good morning. 740 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Ben Scola Morning News. Good to have you with us on this beautiful, clear, sunny Thursday morning. We got Mike Wood joining us with Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Hey, Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Candy.
Good morning. I know. So the big news at the moment, of course, is that we have the courthouse is shut down because of a suspicious package, right?
Yes, sir. That's happened before. The sheriff's office is down there handling that situation. It's happened at that location. It's happened at the two courthouses on Palafox before. And a lot of times what we found, especially the last time I was down on that one, was that there's a lot of transients in the area. They've got a lot of baggage, and sometimes they'll drop one and leave it there. And, in fact, the last one that I was on, the individual was standing next to me and said, that's my bag over there. I just couldn't carry everything across the street, and now I'm afraid to go get it. So, you know, most of the time there's nothing to it. In fact, every time there's been nothing to it, there's a explosive detection dog coming from the airport to take a quick sniff of that package, and I'm sure the courthouse will be up and running at open of business today.
All right, very good. And, you know, what do they do? Like, you've got something, you're not sure what it is. You got to handle it like it's a threat. You can't just go kick it, you know, and see. What is the protocol? I mean, we've all seen the movies,
well, right now,
and I
Baylen
assume the
Street
movies get it wrong, so go ahead.
Yeah, they've closed Baylen Street right now, which is exactly what needs to be done until they can verify the package is a threat or not. So that's what they're doing right now, and you treat every package as a threat until you know that it's not.
Exactly right. Very good. Okay. Other stuff that we've got going on that looks like it's in the budget, so fingers crossed. Now, it's listed as Escambia County, but it's gunshot detection, so I assume this is the spot shotter technology that both the sheriff and Chief Randall have been interested in acquiring for, I think it's $850,000 we've got. Again, if it doesn't get vetoed by the governor, right?
That's correct. The plan is it's going to be launched in a 3-square-mile area. That area is yet to be determined. Both agencies will participate in this. I believe it'll be done out of a real-time crime center at the sheriff's office,
uh-huh.
And we're anxious to get that up and running and just to see it grow.
Very good. Yeah, and that's something, you know, I know Chief Randall is a big believer in technology. We've been talking about this a bunch with the sheriff. They've got it over a Mobile, and it seems to work very effectively, which the big advantage is that it gets you immediate response and you know exactly where to go, right?
That's exactly right. And sometimes there's been shots fired before and people just ignore it. And we, you know, those calls right there are scary because we don't know if somebody got hit or not, and then we never get the call. With ShotSpotter, that won't ever happen again. We'll get the call anyway. We'll know exactly where to go and provide help if needed.
And it's much better than your human ear at discerning whether it was gunshot, backfire, firecracker, you know, all. Because I know, look, I've heard things outside of the window, and you hear one, you're like, nah. You know, it's because it doesn't. I don't distinguish it as being a gun versus somebody just doing fireworks. And so I think, okay, it's fine. If I hear five or six, well, we're going to make a call, you know, but it's got to sound right. And the spot shotter is much better than the ear figuring that out, right?
Yeah, we had an incident yesterday near the Global School where a sound like that went off. Folks thought it might have been gunshots, but it turned out it was a transformer that blew up when a truck hit a tree. So hopefully ShotSpotter can dissect through that information and give us the information on shots fired only. I believe the technology is there in situations like that.
Outstanding. You were on Channel 3 talking about the unlocked vehicles getting basically not broken into but opened and then stolen has been a problem recently in the city, right?
Yeah, it has. And it's a problem all over the country, but we've had 12. In 30 days, and they were mostly in North Hill, East Hill, and the Avenues area. Every one of them were left unlocked. All of them had the key or the key fob left in them. And it's like I said yesterday, we understand that car alarms cost money. The braces you can put across the steering wheel to lock it cost money, but to take your key fob out of the car and lock it is free and very effective. So, you know, we've said it, the sheriff's office has said it so many times, we're going to continue to do it to remind people to please lock the car and please take the key out of it. And hopefully things like that won't happen, because a lot of times when these cars are stolen, they end up being involved in violent crimes.
All right, I got to ask you this question because people laugh at me. I have a club. My wife has a club. We had our cars broken into, God, 15 years ago in Arizona, and we've had clubs ever since. I don't put it on all that often, but, you know, and when I'm in a place where I think there might be a risk or whatever, do clubs actually discourage thieves?
Well, you'd have to ask them. I don't know. I don't see a lot of those anymore, and that was the only other thing I could think of right off the bat besides the car alarm that costs money.
Right.
And obviously, you just saw I couldn't remember the name of the thing. So, any attempt to keep your car, to keep it from being stolen, is better than nothing.
Well, and I figure you are always explaining how thieves are like water. They pursue the path of least resistance. So they're going to go into the unlocked car. Well, an unlocked car with a club on it, or in my case, a locked car with a club on it. And my view has never been that it's going to prevent them from taking a car. I just don't want to prevent them from taking mine. I want them to take the next car over, right? That's always been my theory.
Yeah. But if everybody thought like you, we would have a lot less cars stolen.
Oh, weird. Isn't that interesting? Obviously, the skate park is opening, just this week, just 2 days ago. And, two questions. Have you had any issues yet? And what are the kind of main things that you guys are, going to pay attention to when you're policing that area?
Well, it's going to, like all the other parks, it closes at night, opens up during the day, and we understand there's a lot of folks over there using it a lot. There were yesterday too. And, it's the lights are on over there. Folks are having a good time. And, we're going to leave that alone at the moment until we have to change things. And, right now everybody's been great. The only issue that we've had so far is on Jackson Street. We may have to put up some signage on the side, on the north side where the police department is, to not park, because officers coming out of there are having a tough time looking left and making sure the traffic is clear. But other than that, there's been no issues. We're glad to see the park open, and how cool it was to see Mayors Hayward, Robinson, and Reeves over there to be there during the ribbon cutting, because all three of them worked hard on getting that park put in.
Oh, most definitely. No, most definitely. Hey, one quick thing I wanted to ask you about. There was an interesting story, semi-interesting story. P&J carried it, but it wasn't written here. It was one of their USA Today Network affiliates. Had to do with the enforcement of the noise ordinance. And the headline was, black drivers getting pulled over more often for the noise ordinance. And it turns out in the story, it was having to do a lot more with South Florida. And as I read it, some kind of open air, taxi services or something. I don't know. I didn't take a lot of the particulars away from it as meaningful. But what I did think is, how has the noise ordinance enforcement been going here in Pensacola? Because that was something you and I talked about quite a bit when this came into play. The warnings and the distance and how far away you are from the car. Has it been something that your officers have been enforcing an awful lot?
It hasn't been a big deal for us. When we see a violation, we're going to stop the person and ask them to turn it down. And 99% of the time they're going to do that. So it hasn't been a real big issue for us.
And I wanted to give you guys a chance to brag for a second also, because I know historically that you have really implemented a lot of things to try to track traffic stops by race, because this has been a longstanding complaint about police agencies across the country, is that, black motorists get stopped more often as racial profiling. And you guys in the PPD have worked really, really hard, as long as I've lived here, to, prevent that, correct against that, right?
Yeah, the truth of the matter is, we couldn't care less about the race of the person driving the vehicle or committing a crime. All we care about is there was a crime or a violation committed. And you're right, to prevent issues like that, we have what's called TSDR, or traffic stop data reporting. And if an officer was selecting a certain race, then that would rise to the top really quick. It would be red flagged. We could see that and take care of that, that individual, take care of that problem. So, since we started doing that, we can see it's very clear to anybody that wants to look that racial profiling is something that does not go on at the Pensacola Police Department.
Excellent. You always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. Do you have one for me today?
Yeah, I do. And you start here. I want you to guess on which car, because we've all heard it before, which cars or color of cars tend to get pulled over and ticketed the most.
Oh, well, the belief is red cars. Red cars get pulled over all the time, especially sports cars.
That is the belief, but the truth is it's white cars, and it's not because white grabs the attention or because drivers of white cars are especially reckless. It's simply that 77.1% of all cars being driven today are on the grayscale spectrum, meaning that they're mostly white, black, and shades of gray in between. And that's simply why there are just more of them out there.
Okay, so white car drivers aren't worse, and you don't catch them more frequently because you don't like white cars. It's just that there's a lot of them, and therefore they get a lot of tickets. Okay, and it's not so, but not red cars.
No, it's not red cars. There's just not as many of them out there.
Interesting. All right. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you for doing what you do to keep us safe, to keep us informed, and we'll talk to you again next week, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and let's lock those cars.